Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swifty Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swifty Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swifty confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swifty therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Tour set, pop.
Before beginning this episode, we wanted to let you know that this was recorded on July 1st, back when Jordan and I were visiting Bethany and Corey in Rapid City. Bethany and I have been eagerly awaiting the opportunity to post this episode. We've been waiting for a time when we couldn't record because of moving and traveling. So today is the day that we finally get to release this amazing episode. We're so excited and we hope you guys enjoy. So everything you hear from here on is from our original recording. So we're doing a ship series today.
Because we're together.
Because we're together. Yeah. and we're talking about V-Hope.
Yeah. Normally, we draw names from a cup to decide who from BTS will be shipped. But today, we aren't doing that.
No, we aren't. And that's because today is a very special episode of the ship series because we have a guest host and V-Hope shipper named Grace.
Yay! We love Grace.
So welcome back, you guys. Yeah. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though. So if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some Jung Hosok owns my ass.
Yeah. Or, wow, Taeyah's really getting fit. That picture of him and Yoongi, like, goddamn.
Then you're in the right place. But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about the podcast and by writing a review on iTunes or really whatever platform you listen on. And if you want to go above and beyond and show us some extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. We're glad you all are here listening. We're super excited for this episode. Mm-hmm. So like Kayla said, we are so excited to have another guest on the podcast. And this time, we get to talk about V-Hope.
Yes.
So today, we're talking with Grace, also known as J-Hope V. Hope on Twitter, where she manages an extremely active and beautifully curated fan account with almost 5,000 followers.
A little bit about Grace personally. She's Korean-American living in sunshiny Southern California. She is a J-Hope stan, and to provide some insight on her personality, she's blood type A.
Yeah, which I feel like I need to ask Grace about here in just a second.
Yeah. She also dabbles in making V-Hope videos for YouTube, and because she's such a kind soul, without us even asking, she has twice translated this podcast into Korean for YouTube.
Wow, that is like so, so kind. She just goes above and beyond for the podcast to help us out, and so like we're so incredibly honored to have her on. We just would like to extend a very warm welcome to you, Grace. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. Good to be here, and thanks for having me.
Yeah.
hi. I'm super excited.
Yes. Yeah, we're so excited to have you. I'm just curious, blood type A. I would like you to share with everyone listening what like characteristics go with that.
Okay. Type A. So yes, I'm a blood type A, same as Hobie, same as Jimin, and I believe Jungkook is a type A too. They tend to working hard, very organized, and sometimes very shy, and like get stressed out easily. I think that's about it.
You had said to us yesterday when we kind of just called each other for fun, you were like, you guys have mentioned the blood types on the podcast before, so you already know. And we're like, no, like we've gone through it so many times, but like we don't have it memorized.
The Westerner don't believe such blood types here, so sorry.
Yeah, it's not as common.
We kind of talked about that for Westerners, we talk about personality types and also like horoscope, like what sign are you? And that's what you
Sagittarius.
I'm
Cancer.
A Taurus. Yeah. Oh, you're a Leo? Oh my God. So let's get into
this
V-Hope.
V-Hope episode. Okay. Disclaimer. No ships are real, no ships are confirmed. Our purpose for the ship series is that shipping is a part of the fandom and of K-pop culture built in by fan service. Every single possible ship is shipped by someone, so the purpose of the ship series is to explore everything that is out there about that ship. If you don't like romantic discussion into ships, then this might not be the episode for you.
Right, because we've kind of, since we have Grace on the episode today, and she is the person who we've talked about as the crazy intense V-Hope shipper that we love so much.
So much.
We've kind of asked her to convince us that V-Hope is real, much like Bethany was tasked with convincing me that Taekook is real when she did her Taekook ship series episode. So Bethany and I will both definitely talk about friendship moments. We will introduce moments like we always have, but then we have Grace here to provide her insight and anything else that she wants to say. We'll definitely also discuss their dynamic as a whole, but this episode will lean more towards the romantic side.
Yeah, yeah. Because we have Grace.
Right.
Which we're grateful for. And honestly, we love like looking at the romantic aspects of ships. Like it's just fun. Okay, so this episode, really Grace provided us with
everything.
We sent her the Google Doc and she just like went in and added all these links, all these moments. We're like, wow, this is so incredible. So we're going to start off with some general remarks. Then we'll go into the romantic moments and then we'll end with friendship quotes, heavy quotes around friendship moments.
Boy friendship.
Yeah. 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 And then at the end, Grace has some final remarks that she'd like to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes, I'm a J-Hope fan and I'm a crazy intense V-Hope shipper. And thanks for the nickname, Bethany. I really, really love it.
Oh, I'm glad you love it. I'm glad you took it the right way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like someone could easily be insulted by that.
Yeah. Also, if you guys don't remember from us mentioning her a million times previously, Grace is the one who made our Eating BTS, which I don't know why. I think it's episode 33, but she made she made that episode possible because she mailed us a huge box full of Korean snacks that BTS eats, and that she also made us a little video compilation of them eating those snacks. So
it made it so easy for us for research, and it was just, we really just got to eat the snacks and enjoy them. And she had already provided us with all the videos of when they were eating these snacks, and just, oh, it was so great. That was such a fun episode.
So thanks again, Grace.
You're welcome.
All right. So we'll start with general remarks. Mm-hmm. So, Grace, the first thing that you put in the stock was Ricky King, the Of Course game,
right,
which is where Hobie and Taeyong
they have to draw a card for each of them, and I actually really don't know the context. And whoever gets the X mark, or I don't remember, cut it out. You need to cut it out. There's some kind of card. Is it like a king?
Yeah, one says safe, and the other ones have like a skull and crossbones or something.
Yeah, I think it was a skull.
Yeah.
So whoever gets skull, then you have to get the penalty, right? And as a penalty, you have to kiss. So that was a Veho kiss, their first kiss.
Their first kiss. And it's a real kiss.
Yeah.
Like, without a doubt. Like, Hobie was wearing lipstick, right?
Uh-huh. Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, you could see the lip stain mark on Taeyong's, like, lips and,
yeah, smudged all over his face.
What I love about this moment, though, is that, like, it is pretty forced, but, like, Yoongi, like, okay, Taeyong looks like he's maybe, like, unsure. He looks a little nervous. Mm-hmm. And Hobie is, like, confident about it. Like, he isn't really hesitating. He is a little bit. He's laughing. Right. But freaking Yoongi in the background, Yoongi is like forcefully pushing their heads together.
Oh yeah, Yoongi is into it.
Yeah, shout out to Yoongi. Yeah, and then did you see Jungkook's face too? Like, he was like all giggly and like,
oh yeah, cute. Like, yeah, really cute. Kind of giddy in the background. Just
right.
He looked like he was like pacing and like, his fists were, like, shaking in front of him. Like, he was so excited and giddy about it.
The next moment that we have to talk about is during the M Countdown comeback show. And during this, they kind of, they're sitting there and talking and asking and answering different questions. Mm-hmm. And I think it's Jin who poses this question to V. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, Taeyong, who are you going to choose? You're going to choose Park. Is it Park Bogum?
Yeah, Park Bogum or Jungkook.
And he chooses Jungkook, of course. But then they say, are you going to choose Jungkook or J-Hope? And he chooses J-Hope, which...
And Jin, I think, is, like, standing. Like, he's getting really into it. Yeah. Like, he's, like, interrogating Taeyong. And he's like... And I think after this, he asks Bang PD or J-Hope.
Again.
Yeah. Is that
J-Hope.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he chooses J-Hope. And then he really presses it because it's Jin. Right. And he's like, J-Hope or ARMY?
and he couldn't answer.
Yeah, he couldn't answer because it's ARMY.
Yeah, but like, I think that's a big, I feel like other members might easily, just because it's ARMY, say, oh, ARMY.
Ooh.
But I feel like Taeyong, he's so true to himself that he would just be like, well, I really truly cannot choose between J-Hope and ARMY. So he just said both.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
I love V-Hope so much already.
Grace, is that kind of how you felt about it too? With like being asked J-Hope or ARMY and he couldn't choose?
Yeah, I feel like Jin already know the answer from the beginning.
Oh.
So I think he was kind of teasing like Taeyong. Like he knew Taeyong's gonna choose J-Hope over like Jungkook or Bogum or other members.
Bang PD.
Yeah, Bang PD. Keep that bang. So
wow. I love that, like, you're already providing such insight that he, like, of course Jin knew. Like, if V-Hope is real, and if they're, like, a couple, like, of course Jin knows that.
Or even just, like, best of friends.
Right.
You know, we always have to look to that aspect. Like,
at the friendship.
Maybe they are just best of friends. Mm-hmm. And, like, Jin knows that Taeyong would have a really hard time picking anyone but J-Hope.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, in other... we're going to talk about later, but on J-Hope's birthday relive, when Jin asked Taeyong you know, you could say something to Jae-hyo because it's his birthday, right? Mm-hmm. And then Jin was like, oh, you know what? Just say I love you, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
You remember that part?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. Sometimes like Jin is like teasing like Jae-hyo all the time.
Jin is exposing
I
him.
I will say, you know, we love to say that Jin is the one that is always like, kind of like, fuck you to Big Hit and to like the rules.
He
like,
doesn't care.
He doesn't care about following them. He doesn't care about like decorum. You know, he just wants to live his life and he doesn't want to have to be, you know, contained by boundaries of what you should and shouldn't do within the scope of being an idol. Mm-hmm. And so I can totally see him like exposing them in that subtle way.
Yeah, definitely
believe that Jin is exposing and also supporting B.
Yes. So the next general remark we have is V Hope's first V Live, which was November 22nd, 2015. Mm. And this is a really, really cute V Live of them together. Like, I just love them answering questions right next to each other and they feed off each other so well. Total, I just for sure want to talk about how they're both like pretty extroverted.
Uh-huh.
But they ended up saying in this V Live that V Hope is the best combination, which in Korean, thanks to Grace, translates to almost like fantastic teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which I just love. And I love that they said that about themselves on their first V Live. They were already like,
this is our ship.
We are the best. Like, they were shipping themselves from day one.
All V Hope shippers named them as a V Hope because they call themselves
So that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing we want to talk about is the V Hope V Live in Paris from October 20th, 2018. They actually had two videos because they had kind of crappy connection.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost connection and then they came back on. But in these videos, they ask ARMY what their ship name should be, what their name should be. And they end up deciding on VOPE, which is like V and Hope. And they say that this is the VOPE unit declaration.
Yeah. But what I loved about this, too, is that Taeyang, before they had come up with VOPE, Taeyang had already thought of, like, an additional name or, like, a substitute name.
He said JV.
JV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could tell that he had put thought into it before they even did this V-Live together.
He wants like, them to have a ship name.
Like, literally said, like, you know, Hyung, why don't we have our chemistry or... why don't we work on our chemistry? Like, we've been getting along well lately. You know, like, he said something in Korean. It's called 공냥공냥.
Mm-hmm.
He said it in 공냥공냥. And an English translation would be something close to, like, lovey-dovey.
Oh, my God. Also, the word chemistry is so, special. For me, that's so, such a... special relationship between someone to say that you have chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. I mean, makes me so happy to watch this real life over and over. So like 3 years later, like from their first real life, they called themselves as a VHO and then they changed name as a VOPE. VOPE. I was so confused. Why? I like VHO and I knew it was VHO and I like it VHO forever. But all of a sudden they just changed to VOPE. And
it's Taeyang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Taeyang. They're gonna change their name.
Oh, that'd be so great.
It's truly Taeyang just wanting to talk about their relationship on V-Live.
Sorry, cut it out. So, like, how to say? So, Taeyang was eating first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Taeyang was eating, and then all of a sudden, the door opens, like, automatically, right? And then there's a hand, like, in the background. And Taeyang was like, oh, he's here. You know, he has pretty hands. Like, he has, like, slender and pretty hands. And there's a foot. Right, and then Tim was like, "Yeah, that ginormous V food or something like that. It was very, very cute. And then there was like Kobe.
So he knew it was him from his hand and his foot.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know what you say about big feet, too.
Oh, yeah.
You had to throw that in.
I had to.
Which I don't think Kobe has big feet, though. Like, very tiny. I don't know. I see him as, like, a cute Hobie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Is it this V Live, or it might be another one, but it's definitely, like, an evening one where they're having dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
And Taeyong goes to, like, cover up some suitcases.
Yeah, this was their most recent live in Paris.
June 10th, 2019.
Okay. Yeah.
So on June 10th, 2019 in Paris, when they're back in Paris, they went live again, which is already really special.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, like when we were watching these videos, Grace, what really stuck out to us and we were like, oh my God.
Yeah, we like paused it and like rewatched it and like freaked out 3 times.
Because Taeyong got up from, they're both eating, and mm-hmm. Taeyong gets up and he like goes to kind of the background and he starts rearranging things and mm-hmm. moving things around. And Hobie says something like, what are you trying to cover up the suitcase? Like,
yeah. Or he sat down and yeah. then, and he was like, oh good, you're covering up the suitcase.
But he said it right. kind of like sarcastically, like, yeah. oh, like that's not really going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it made us feel like it was Taeyong's suitcase in Hobie's room.
That he was staying there.
Yeah.
And or to argue the other side of it, like it could just be like not as aesthetic for the video mm-hmm. to have their suitcase in the background.
Sure. But I didn't notice it until they said something about it.
I didn't think about it. But yeah, good point.
Oh, she didn't think about it.
Oh, my gosh.
We're the crazy intense video shippers now.
I mean, all about contents. I'm all about their V Live. It's so special to me. Like for this particular V Live, I mean, as a V-Hope shipper and all other V-Hope shippers too, like we literally prayed, you know, because last year in Paris V Live, they said both will be back and we're gonna have another V Live next year when we come back to Paris and all that. But the previous day, Taeyong did it by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I watched it. Why? I watched it
until he's on the bed and, you know, gave us a look, you know, those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The looks. The plural.
Bedtime looks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. But then Hobie didn't show up.
I bet you were sitting there waiting for Hobie to come.
I think so. But he didn't come, and Hobie even said that in their real life he fell asleep.
Aww.
So I was kind of disappointed. Mm-hmm. But then, like next day, there's like both real life, and I was like literally screaming. And,
oh, yes. Best day ever!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aww. So just to kind of wrap up the general remarks of V-Hope, Vope. Mm-hmm. We just want to list off their nicknames that we saw throughout research. Mm-hmm. Obviously, V-Hope, Vope. I just saw Taesok earlier, which uh-huh. I don't know how common that is, but I was like, oh, Taesok, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then I also see Hope V bouncing around Twitter sometimes.
And JB.
No, and JB.
I'm just kidding. That never became official. It's just funny to me that like that was the name that Taeyong was really set on at the beginning.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go ahead and get into the romantic moments, although I feel like we're already there.
Yeah.
So these are just like a handful of Hobie kissing Taeyong's head moments.
It's a thing.
It's a thing between them. Absolutely. So from their V Live, June 9th, 2018, this actually was a V Live with all the members.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what they went on V Live for. It was like they had just done like, they had just had a comeback of some sort or something, but they're all sitting on a couch and Taeyong and Hobie are on the far left and Hobie's kind of like perched up a little
like
bit.
Like on the armrest maybe.
Yeah. Like they're all kind of cuddling up on this couch. Like they're all trying to fit there. And Hobie is like just right on top of Taeyong practically, where Taeyong's head is just below Hobie's head.
Mm-hmm.
And Taeyong is just, I mean, he's kind of just wiggling around. I don't know. He's just moving and like, Hobie is just drawn to Taeyong's head. Like, he's like, has to go in and lean in because his mouth is right there. Yeah. And so he goes in, and even as Taeyong's like wiggling away from him, like
Hobie, like noodling around.
Yeah, yeah. And Hobie just like follows it until he can give Taeyong a proper kiss on the head. Uh-huh. And what makes this moment extra special is like after Hobie does this, he looks just so happy, mm-hmm. and Taeyong gets really giddy. Like, mm-hmm. he like kind of touches his ears. Like, I've heard of people who get nervous, like their ears will turn red or hot. So he kind of plays with his hat and like goes at his ears, but he mm-hmm. just has this huge beaming smile, like giddy.
Yeah.
Giddy.
Yeah. And Hobie, when he was like kissing his head, it was prolonged. It wasn't just a peck. It stayed there, and he even glanced up at the camera with his lips still on Taeyong's mm-hmm. head, which the look was just like, oh, daggers into my heart. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very powerful, and I was just like, I just looked total boyfriend. It didn't mm-hmm. look like some goofy little thing that, like, they were told to do.
No.
It looked natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, total OMG, total OMG moment. yeah, when I saw it, like, it felt like everything just stopped, like, all whole world is stopped. Like, yeah, it was like my heart was like literally exploded.
I remember this moment going viral on Twitter and everything. Like, people who don't even really ship V-Ho were like, oh my gosh, look at this moment. Like, this is so cute mm-hmm. between Taeyong and J-Ho.
Right.
Undeniable.
So special. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This moment came up so many times. I feel like everybody knows this.
Yeah, when we were doing research, mm-hmm. like, it was continuously coming up over and over.
So this is the BTS Bangtan Bomb, Sleeping Beauty V. And this is when Taeyong is, like, on a, like, a white bed wearing mm-hmm. all white, and he has the black hair, and he's just snoozing, looking peaceful, like a beautiful Sleeping Beauty.
Angel.
Yeah, like angel, an angel.
Yes.
And of course, Hobie walks by and just sees beautiful Taeyong sleeping there mm-hmm. and can't help but to walk up to him and gingerly, slowly lean in, not to disturb him or wake him up, but just give him a little kiss on his hair. Mm-hmm. And it was just so sweet.
Mm-hmm. At 22nd, you need to focus on Hobie's hand, like fingers, actually. Like, yeah, he's so careful, and it's not to wake him up. Like, this is so romantic. I mean, I see this as so much romantic moment. Like, you have to focus on Hobie's fingers.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, like, being very cautious and careful about how he leans his weight against the mattress. Yeah. As if he's not to disturb Taeyong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even look at that, but we just watched it now.
See, this is why we need you, because
we wouldn't have picked up on that.
Yeah.
So the next forehead kissing moment was from J-Hope's Daydream music video shooting number 2, so part 2. And at minute 6, second 5, Hobie said, "Taeyong, I love you." Mm-hmm. And then at 7 minutes and 23 seconds, he hugs and like kisses him on the head. Mm-hmm. And like, this to me is so, so special. Like, I think that Hobie, like, this was his first mixtape. Daydream was his hit track mm-hmm. of his mixtape, and who does he have feature mysteriously
right
in the music video? And I remember, like, people freaking out. People thought it was Jin.
Who's in the bed? Who's in the bed?
Yeah. People thought that it was the astronaut or whatever. And then when we got these, like, kind of behind the scenes, we got to find out that it was Taeyong. Like, he chose Taeyong to be in his, like, first music video, like, as a kind of like a solo artist. Mm-hmm. Very, very special. And afterwards, when they cut the scene, like, the way that Hobie just, like, Taeyong, I had to talk about Taeyong first, because he's, like, being all serious, like, he winks at the camera and, like, perks his brows a little bit, like, being sexy. And then as they say cut, like, he just breaks into this super cute, adorable, rectangular smile. And Hobie just, like, completely throws his body on him, wraps him in his arms, and they kind of, like, roll back and forth, and he kisses his head, like, just so much love.
Yeah, he said, thank you, Taeyong. I love you.
Aww. Also, what I love about these behind-the-scenes videos from filming Daydream is that Taeyong was one of the first to arrive on set. And I then just to be supportive, even though his part was over, he was like the last one to leave.
Mm-hmm. So the next head-kissing moment that actually, Grace, you didn't put in the doc, that I was like, I immediately thought of this moment, which was from Bon Voyage 3, which, you know me and Bon Voyage.
Bethany doesn't call Bon Voyage Bon Voyage. She calls it BV. BV2, BV3.
And then I'll go on YouTube and try to, like, Google, like, not Google, but, like, search on YouTube BV3, and, like, search. Shit doesn't come up.
No one calls it that.
But from Bon Voyage 3, Taeyong was actually not in Malta for a little bit. He missed the first couple episodes for personal reasons. And so
his grandma passed away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so when Taeyong finally arrives, which I love the editing for it because, like, they put him in slow-mo. He looks so freaking good. And, like, there's, like, this romantic, like, sexy music playing, like, him just walking slow-mo to the table where all of BTS is sitting and eating. And when he arrives, like, everyone's like, yay, like, Taeyong. Like, they've all been waiting for him. Hobi, like, shoots up from his seat. He has to move around Jen, I think Jen is sitting here, to, like, get to Taeyong, and he just, like, grabs him, pulls him in, puts his head down into his chest, and kisses Taeyong on the head. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so freaking glad you're here.
Yeah.
Like, he missed him that much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he missed him so much. Like, when Taeyong showed up, like, in very first episode, like, mm-hmm. Hobi was like, I wish Taeyong was here, like, on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The boat, and like Taeyong, the Hobi was like looking out and like, I wish Taeyong was here. And he went to the like random like clothing store and looked at the shirt and said like, oh, this will look good on Taeyong. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he missed him so much.
Yeah, he wished he was there.
Yeah.
They
miss each other a lot.
That was really clear to tell.
Mm-hmm. Like, for sure, these two, I feel that they've always been close, but recently, like, I love Taecook, I love you, whatever, but truthfully, V-Hope to me is, like, more prominent than Taecook is recently, and mm-hmm. that's coming from me.
That's a lot coming from Bethany.
Oh, yeah. My new fanfic, like, I'm, like, scared because I enjoy writing the V-Hope interactions. I like writing the Taecook, but like the V-Hope interactions are really fun for me to write mm-hmm. because I just love them.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Good luck. So this is not a head kissing moment, but this is an almost kiss moment that we came across during research.
Like maybe an hour ago.
Yeah, like very recent. And we flipped the fuck out because this really, I'm going to describe it to you guys.
Yes.
So this is a moment on stage. By the way, all of these videos, we have links for all of them. So we'll put them in the description and try to label them.
Yeah, so you guys can know what we're talking about.
But so for this video, it's right at 5:58 or 5:58 to like 6:04. They're all on stage. All the members start gathering around for the camera to put them on the big screen. Mm-hmm. And they start doing hearts and just being cute.
This
gathering
was
like up
a like, concert. This is like a love yourself concert somewhere. I don't know where.
Sorry. Totally. It's a concert. They're on stage. They're, you know, gathering up for like a group photo type moment. Mm-hmm. So Hobi was already there and he was making a big hand heart with,
like, with his arms.
With his arms, like over his head. Yeah. And then Taeyong comes in from behind and he just kind of slides his hands down around Hobi's neck and onto his chest.
Yeah, like he slides his hands mm-hmm. down his chest.
Yeah. He's not like not touching. He's touching him all the way down his body. And then he leans in and he's just kind of resting his head and looking. He's looking down at Hobi.
Yeah, he dips his head down to look at Hobi.
Right, straight down. Like Army can't see his face at all.
Yeah.
And Hobi tips his head and he's looking up. And then he makes this slight movement, like, forward, upwards.
Upward towards Taeyong.
As if he's going in for, like, a Spider-Man-style kiss.
Yeah, and his lips even kind of, like,
purse.
They purse a little bit.
Yeah.
But not enough. but like enough in that it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like he just so naturally
almost kissed.
Almost kissed.
Like he really was going to do that.
And we also want to talk about that emoji that J-Hope uses all the time, the big watery eyes. That's the face that he had on too. Like mm-hmm. he just looked up and his eyes were just gleaming and he just looked so cute. And I mean, Taeyang was probably, we couldn't see Taeyang's face at all, but I'm mm-hmm. sure probably totally teasing him with a kiss right then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
It's funny because I messaged you and I was like, oh my God, Grace, this moment is so amazing. And you were like, oh,
I know.
Shame on me. How could I forget it?
I know, my favorite moment. And that was pretty popular tweet that I went when I tweeted about it. Like I tweet about that moment and then it was like got higher views or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like everyone really liked it because like obviously Hobi was about to kiss Taehyung.
Yeah.
Right there.
Totally.
And yeah. I just say and that we found it and you didn't find it so that everybody listening knows, like, this is not Grace just being like, look at this. This is what happened. Like, we were just watching a compilation video mm-hmm. and, like, we weren't looking for them to kiss or anything. Like, we didn't have context around it. And it just, I mean, body language. It just mm-hmm. looked, that's like the exactly what they were going to do.
It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, we went back. That one, I think, is the one we went back and watched the most.
Yeah.
We, like, continuously replayed because we were like, oh, my gosh.
And
like,
we loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of Spider-Man kiss, I want to talk about their lip molds. Do you know they have a lip mold?
No. Uh-uh.
No?
No.
So, J-Hope and Taeyang has their... So J-Hope and Taeyang, they have lip moles on their lips, right?
Oh, lip moles.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I know Taeyang has one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, J-Hope has one.
Oh.
Are they matching? Like the same in the same place?
Yeah, so V-Hope have matching cheek moles on the left cheek.
Oh.
And they have lip moles too.
Oh, that is so cute. I would have never known unless I had been like truthfully looking for it.
Yeah, so Hoseok has a mole on his upper lip and Tae's on the bottom lip. So mm-hmm. when they do Spider-Man kiss, they perfectly match.
No!
Oh, that's so cute.
It hurts.
we're holding on to our chest right now because
that's so cute.
I was like, where are you going with this? But that's just like the cute, that's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, it's just such a soulmate.
Yeah.
They are. Wow.
Yeah, they're destiny. I mean, they're soulmates. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think it's really special. I mean, you mentioned Spider-Man kiss, so, yeah, I kind of...
Yeah, I'm glad you threw that
in. I'm so glad. Before we move on to one of the biggest moments, you were kind of mentioning Malta, and mm-hmm. so I know that you want to talk about the flamingo thing that was going on in Malta. So, Grace, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, you should share it.
So in Von Boyage 3, there's so many V-Hope moments. Like, it's just their honeymoon episode. Like, I don't know which part, but, like, Taeyong was, like, remember he said, like, ta-da! Like, J-Hope, Hyung, I made this tent, and I made this, and all that. And he was going, like, ta-da, 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 right? And then... mm-hmm. and that moment, also the other moment is like a flamingo is so special to mm-hmm. me. Like I see flamingos everywhere, like since Bon Voyage 3. I don't know if it's meant to be. I don't know what's
it resonated with you.
Everything's so special to me, like, but this flamingo mm-hmm. I mean, I just fell in love with flamingo. I just buy him, like, even if you go to like 99 cent store or Dollar Tree, they have flamingos.
Uh-huh.
Like literally everywhere. So I tried to call it.
So do you own a lot of flamingos?
Oh, yes, I have a lot. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you. Yeah, I have flamingo cups. Okay. Yeah, and I have earrings. I got earrings from, like, other store. Like, literally, like, all of them. Like, mouse pad, flamingo.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And all of this is stemming from this flamingo moment in Malta. Right.
So this all happened because Jimin got the flamingo snow globe. The snow flamingo globe. And J-Hope said he never seen flamingos like in his life. And then in the next episode, like Taehyung and Jungkook and I believe Jin went to some kind of theme park in Malta. And, you know, they enjoy the ride and they hang out, right? And then there's a shooting game and has a flamingo. So flamingo
as a prize.
Yeah, like as a prize.
Right.
Yeah.
So Taehyung was like, oh, I want to give it to J-Hope Young, you know, because he never seen the flamingo before. So he shoot and shoot and shoot. And for first round, he failed, right? And then I think he paid extra for another chance, and then he got the perfect score, and then he won. He won the flamingo.
Aww. He was so determined to win that flamingo.
Yeah.
For Hobie. Yeah. Because Hobie had mentioned he had never seen a flamingo.
Right. Yeah. Isn't it so romantic? I see it as a romantic.
It's very romantic. Yeah, it's like storybook, classic boyfriend trying to win, you know, their romantic interests. Like a little plushie from like the claw machine or like some carnival game.
Look, I'll say, okay, when before Jordan and I started dating, but I had had this huge crush on him and it was during college and we would like take all, like a bunch of us go in the car and go to Target together because nobody had a car. So if somebody was going, we'd all go. So we went to Target and I knew Jordan loved Reese's peanut butter cups, and I saw this massive Reese's bar that had, like, instead of being cups, it was, like, a bar, and you could break squares off, and in each square had, like, the peanut butter filling, just, like, huge, biggest candy bar. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get this for Jordan, and I'm going to bring it over to him so he can have this Reese's. And that was totally, like, a me pursuing him type thing, like, romantic type thing. And to me, that's what Taehyung is doing here for Hobie.
Absolutely. And what's so great about this moment is that after he wins this flamingo plushie, he, like, is, like, so proud of it. Mm-hmm. And he's walking down the street like, yes, I got this for him. And then when he gets back to give it to Hobie, Hobie is like blown away that Taehyung did this. And he's so excited. Like he gets up and like practically squeals that Taehyung got this for
him. The laugh that he has. He is so happy.
And then what's even better about it is like when he does take it, he wants to like boast about it. Like he like walks around he like walks out of the room that he was in and he's like, look what Taehyung got for me. Like he's so excited. And like without a moment's hesitation, he's like, I'm putting this in my studio. Like he had confirmed within that first few seconds of receiving the gift that this is going into my studio.
Which we talked about, that's a big deal because the rappers, they have all made their studio a place that they love, a place that has the things that they love most in the world because that's where they have to work. And so just for this flamingo to be included in Hobie's studio, which we see later in his V-Live about showing off his studio, that the flamingo was there. Yeah. Like,
I just think it's so sweet. And it wasn't even hard to spot. Like, it was clearly in the shot for, like, a lot of when he was showing, like, all his, like, little plushy type of things.
On display.
It was on display. Very proud of it. That is such a cute moment. Totally romantic. That one, I'm like, totally romantic. So the next moment that we're going to talk about is actually something that, Grace, you had not put in the doc, but you kind of just sent it to us.
Yeah, you
in an
emailed
email.
It to us.
Yeah, because we were asking, I had mentioned like the Taehyung, like off-screen kiss type thing. And you were like, oh yeah, they totally have a moment like that. So when they actually went in, when we went to go watch the V-Live where this happens, which is J-Hope's birthday V-Live from 2018, we were thinking, okay, so we'll just be listening for a kiss sound, whatever. And honestly, there was a lot of background noise. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh man, it's probably just someone walking or like some, like something right. in the background.
Right.
But what ends up happening is this is the moment where Jin, Grace, you were talking about this earlier, where Jin tells Taeyang to say I love you to like Hobie as right. like a birthday wish or
like
whatever.
We know you're already going to say it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, Taeyang's being Taeyang and he's being stupid about it. So he just is like, whatever. And like he says something and then he walks off screen. So he's holding like a selfie stick.
Sorry. He said something like, you'll have to survive for now.
Yeah, you have to survive to your birthday.
Yeah, until your birthday yeah, or something. Like that. Which is very teasy.
Yeah, yeah, and playful.
Yeah.
So he's holding the like selfie stick that's holding the camera. And you can tell he hands it to J-Hope, but we don't see J-Hope. But we know that like J-Hope is right there. And
I thought he handed it to Jimin.
Yeah, Jimin.
But then J-Hope hands it to Jimin after right. that. So, like, Taeyang hands it to Hobie, and then Hobie hands it to Jimin, but we don't see Hobie at all, but we know Hobie's right there because we can literally hear his voice, like, because he's right next to the camera right. mm-hmm. where it's picking up the sound. And when the camera comes close, Taeyang walks off screen, and you can see that the camera's being passed to Jimin, but you hear this very, like, up close... I can't emphasize enough that it is up close to the camera where this sound is like coming from. And it's wet. Like it's really wet.
It's the only look, and to be fair, there's other background noise, like people are walking around, but this is different because there's like noises, like hard noises of feet hitting the floor, mm-hmm. and then there's a wet noise that we all, if you have kissed someone, you know the noise that it makes, and like that wetness between two mm-hmm. lips and the suction and everything. Like that is, I mean, we were like, I don't know what else that could have been.
I don't either.
And then all of a sudden, like, Jimin cleared his throat and, like, Jungkook comes in and say something, whatever, nonsense thing. So.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And somebody said something like, we don't have time for that or something.
Yeah, I think Jin said we don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just very, to me, I wasn't expecting that much validation of, like, a kiss because it's, like, it's so... just like it's off screen right. it could be anything mm-hmm. but when I heard it we both were like whoa.
And I think it's not just hearing it, I think it's what we can see on the camera is Jimin and we see his reaction to it.
Yeah,
he kind of starts to smile and then he looks down and shakes his hair like he's gonna run his finger through his hair to hide his smile.
It looks
reacting
like he's hiding right. his expression.
He's definitely hiding his expression, and it's he's not smiling by looking at himself in the camera. It was like an organic, natural reaction to something going on off screen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And like, to me, that's also another thing that was like, oh, wow, mm-hmm. this is, it really seems like a kiss.
Yeah.
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 Kiss, kiss.
So we would be remiss if we did not mention J-Hope's Birthday V Live from February 17th, 2019. In this V Live, he starts by like
drinking wine,
opening a bottle of wine. So we're going to kind of talk about this, but like, we kind of assume that Taeyang might've been there before he started the V Live and he mm-hmm. like left and then he comes back because at 12:50, Taeyang stops by. And when mm-hmm. J-Hope answers the door, he says something like, oh, you're back. Or, oh, it's you again.
Yeah, he goes, oh, V. And then he's like, you're back.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And Grace, when we talked about this yesterday, you said something like, you wonder if maybe Hobie had been drinking a little bit before the live even started.
I think I had mentioned that. But she thinks that he was maybe a little tipsy from the wine he had already drank.
Yes, mm. yes.
Which is possible.
Yeah. Right. But he was, they sat down, Tae had a sip of Hobie's wine. Mm-hmm. And
really liked it.
Yeah. He made this expression like, wow. Ooh, yeah. I can't believe I like that. So what really stands out is that Taeyang says he thinks that he likes him too much. Mm-hmm. And he also says, whenever I see him, I say I like him so much. Mm-hmm. And they both kind of talk about that they ride in the same car together. And they say, we've been going a lot of places together lately as well, which is really like, wow, V-Hope is thriving.
They're really thriving right now. And Taeyang, what I find so interesting is like the phrasing of I like him too much. Mm-hmm. Like he just... too much. Like he likes him too much. And I feel like if someone were to say that to me, like, I like you too much, like it's overwhelming. I would think like more than just liking.
Yeah. More than friends.
More than friends. Yeah.
Right.
And then I love how Taeyang says, like, remember that day we were riding together in the car, and Hobie adds on saying, we've been riding together a lot and we've been doing things together a lot. Mm-hmm. Like they just hang out. They really enjoy each other's company. Yeah,
they conformed.
They conformed.
Oh.
V-Hope is real.
Another thing that we really noticed about this moment is how naturally and easy Hobie says when Taeyang leaves, he says, I love you. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Like, it's just come so easily to him.
Which I was like, oh, that's so interesting. Because when we just watched their 5th anniversary Festa video, they had a big conversation, all of them, about saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. And Hobie was the one who said, I don't know why, you know, when I go to say it, it kind of sticks in my throat and it's hard for him to say, I love you. But he's like, I don't even say that to my parents. Like, just the ease that he had of when Taeyang's walking out the door, Taeyang, I love you. Easy, natural.
Yeah. With the finger hearts. And he was like,
very cute.
I think Hobie was kind of tipsy.
Potentially,
And he was being himself, like honest.
True. Definitely.
People definitely like their inhibitions and their kind of mental barriers break down when you start to drink.
Mm-hmm. So on J-Hope's birthday this past year, Taeyang tweeted out saying, Hoseok Young, I love you. You know who this is. I love you. Like I believe he put like a purple heart and a little tiger emoji. So like, obviously we know it's Taeyang. But to Hobie seeing this tweet that Taeyang put out, like, I love you twice. Mm-hmm. He says, I love you twice. And that you know who this is.
Mm-hmm. You know who it is.
You know who it is.
It's your boyfriend.
Purple heart. That emoji, Taeyang, for sure.
So
I even screenshot that tweet and then I made a header for Twitter because it was so romantic. Oh, yeah. And we didn't expect that from like Taeyang.
I love you how you say we didn't expect that. Like you're just like all the V-Hope shippers. Like we didn't expect it, Tommy.
They're all behind you.
I wasn't really like recovered from their real life, the James real life. And all of a sudden he tweeted like, I love you twice.
Yeah, twice.
Declarations of love to the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I love Taeyang. Mm-hmm. I love Taeyang so much.
Yeah.
Like just being honest, you know, his feelings and all that.
Mm-hmm. He is honest with his feelings, and he said that in their most recent Festa.
Yeah, which is why when he does something like this, even in the previous V Live that we talked about, I like you too much, or
he just says it how
I love you. He just he's just being honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So like honestly, like this is the best moment in 2019.
Really?
And this J-Hope's birthday real life, like honestly, like I watched like at least 10 times like since they came out. Yeah, and I love that moment. Like I can't even like go into 12:50 and watch like their interactions.
Aww.
Like when Tae stopped by and they sit together and they lean each other a little bit and like Tae was looking at the screen and like all of a sudden like, you know what, I think I like him very much.
Yeah.
Like, blah, blah, blah.
One more thing I have to mention about this. I'm so on this ship right now.
Yeah.
But in this, in his birthday Beat Live from 2019, Hobie's, where he's sitting on the couch and like Taeyang joins him and whatever, and like they drink the wine. Taeyang, I think, like puts his he starts rubbing Hobie's lower back. Yeah. Like he starts massaging his lower back, which Corey does that shit to me all the time. He starts rubbing at his lower back, and then Hobie, I think, goes to read the comments, but he takes his like left hand and crosses it over Taeyang's leg. Mm-hmm. Right. And he's they're just like
so close.
So close. Yeah. So close to each
other. And super touchy.
Yeah. And affectionate.
Mm-hmm. So
wow. Okay. So, Grace.
Obviously that's the biggest V Hope moment of 2019.
I mean, I can talk about this an hour, like 2 hours. Yeah. Whatever.
Grace will have a V Hope analysis video on YouTube of this moment.
The truth is, when I realized that this ship was a big freaking deal is when I saw V Hope analysis video YouTube videos. I was like, all right, like this ship is, they've got some shippers that they have like analysis of moments. Yeah. That's like, I just have seen that so much with Taecook, like Taecook analysis.
Yeah, which is like what we're doing right now. I love this so much.
Yeah.
So our last like quote unquote romantic moment that we have to talk about is during the DNA choreography. There is a V-Hope part of the choreography, and during the choreography, the lyrics are saying, our meeting is a mathematical formula. And we also have to talk about the evolution of this part of the choreography throughout the Love Yourself concerts, because we saw many different clips while researching of this part, and every time they just get closer and sexier and touchy, grabbing at each other's hips to pull them closer.
Yeah, just so you guys know what we're talking about, I'm sure you all know about this choreography, but it's the choreography right at the beginning where J-Hope and Taeyang cross paths, they grab hold of hands, and then they pull each other back the other way. Mm-hmm. And they kind of like switch places in this really neat way. And normally their backs are to each other, but with this choreography and with this like, I guess so-and-so fan service that they provided at the concert. Like, they made, I mean, I really think Taeyang got carried away with it.
He's like, going in for it.
Yeah, and they normally are back-to-back, but then they started doing face-to-face, and then from there, Taeyang was started grabbing Hobie's hips and pulling his hips in towards him. And, like, Hobie isn't fazed by it.
He doesn't care.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Yeah. He's ready. He wants it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into some friendship moments, but Grace, you've told us you don't see them as friends at all, right?
No, I see all their V-Hope moment as a romantic, 100% romantic.
So we're going to kind of call this boyfriendship moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is, Kayla and I are going to just kind of collect our thoughts, and we're really just going to argue kind of like the friendship side of it.
Yeah.
Because, no ships are confirmed.
And also, even in every romantic relationship, there are beautiful aspects of friendship that overall, like every time we get to do one of these episodes, we just fall in love with the dynamic that different BTS members have with each other through the friendship that they have, whether or not we find romance in their relationship. So we got some friendship moments to talk about.
Yeah. So the first one is that Taeyang thought that Hobie was the visual of the group before they debut, which, whoa.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
No, me neither.
Right. So just think about that. Like, Taeyang is like voted for most handsome face in 2018. And I believe it's 2019 too. And Taeyang confessed to Hoseok like many, many times, like, J-Hope Hyung gave me the deepest impression, like he was the star among trainees at that time. Wow. And he was really cool. And he also said, like, you know, I really thought that Hobie Hyung was the visual members, like he was the most handsome one, like before pre-debut. So it's like love at first sight. Right there.
Just it is really special for Taeyang to think that Hobie was the visual of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Like before things were really given labels.
On the flip side of that, Hobie is always praising Taeyang. We think of Hobie as such a hard worker and like that stable person that is always going to work his butt off and have such a strong work ethic in the group. but he praises Taeyang for how hard he works and mm-hmm. also for how handsome he is and for how talented he is with his many different talents of taking pictures, drawing, dancing, acting.
Yeah, how his voice should never go to waste.
Yes.
And I remember, I think it was in their Paris V Live, I don't remember which one it was, if it was the one from last year or this year, but Hobie, was it last year? Oh, yeah. This is when Taeyang had lost his voice and he had cried because he was so upset that he wasn't able to sing.
Right.
And Hobie during the V-Live was like, you should have taken better care of your like voice or something like that. But like he was like, Taeyang is such a hard worker. Like you can tell how much work ethic he has and how much he loves to do this mm-hmm. because he was so upset that he wasn't able to perform that night
mm-hmm.
or as up to par as he normally is.
And I think that's something that Hobie really values.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for Hobie to be praising Taeyang like this, like, I feel like if you're ever receiving a compliment from Hoseok, like,
you're doing something
shit,
right.
Yeah.
So Hobie was like, you know, you should release your mixtape.
Oh, he did say that.
And then he did say that. So Hobie was like, you have such a good voice. Like, you should release your mixtape. And then Scenery.
Damn it.
Damn.
Now I'm just thinking about how much we love Minjun and how Namjoon really pressed for Jimin to release his song.
Oh, my God.
Malta. Yeah, when they were in Malta.
And now Hobie is pressuring Taeyang to release his song.
Damn it.
Right.
Damn.
Right.
I think this is kind of the point of the ship series to, like, see which ones we really love mm-hmm. and fall in love with, mm-hmm. and I think this is one of those.
Yeah.
So before the Paris concert, I think they're in Amsterdam, mm-hmm. right? So they went out and taking pictures together and actually caught by an army on the street in Amsterdam. Yeah. And then, do you remember, like, Taeyang posted pictures from Amsterdam and Paris and London and all that? Remember?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe they went out together and took pictures together.
We think so because in those, like, you sent us all those different pictures from Paris and Amsterdam, and you can see, like, the outfit that Hobie is wearing in the post that he posted, and then you can see them out together, like, and they're in the same places, like, with the same backgrounds.
Yeah. And just to argue the friendship side of things, like, they have openly said, like, Hobie and Taeyang both have openly said in their V-Lives, like, we've been hanging out a lot, like, we have been spending time together, so, like, they like to explore. They like to go out. And, like, this is definitely a dynamic of their friendship. It's, like, I think of them as both very extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
They both, you know, just the amount of energy that they have and fun that they have. And then for them to be able to, like, go out and just really have a great time at all these different places that they're traveling to and take these aesthetic pictures of each other, both their fashion senses are, like, on point. Like, they just... Like, I really love that friendship aspect of it, too. Like, we really hit home on the romantic. Like, totally, there's so much on things.
Romance
that, like, really could be, like, true. But the whole friendship of them is, like, to me, it's so beautiful because, like, they went... There's an age gap, first off. Mm-hmm. But then to see them develop from debut, into what they are now, like, they've really gotten close. So much... Especially within the past, I would say 2 years, they have really grown to be, like, openly, like, we hang out. We are, like, friends.
Good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, though, as you're sitting here talking about, like, they love to go out and explore, and that's such a friendship, but I think about you and Corey, and you guys, like, when you lived in Missouri, you guys would, like, go to, like, some tiny town in Missouri and just go explore together just because it's what you want to do, and, like, I think that's it can be such a romantic thing, too.
Couples love to travel.
Together. Yeah. And experience that together, and it's like, oh, we're in a city together, we're in Amsterdam for the first time together, let's go and explore together.
So the next kind of like friendship moment was from a V Live September 22nd 2016. And it's during the, they're like having a congratulation video for reaching 3 million followers.
On VLive.
On VLive. Mm-hmm. And so around 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 45 seconds, Taeyang and Hobi are sitting next to each other. And Hobi is just like complimenting Taeyang's outfit and how good he's looking. And I believe Taeyang was like talking about they should do something special for reaching 3 million followers. And so they were, or J-Hope, someone said that Taeyang should decide what they do.
Yeah.
And
he goes around and
he goes around
like,
the, you know, to you every member.
You can be cute. Mm-hmm. You, and to Yoongi, he even says like, Yoongi, you can be cute. But then the last person that he gets to is, of course, who he's sitting next to.
Hobi.
And he's like, you just sit there looking handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whip character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
whipped.
Each other. Which is, okay, also to argue the friendship side of that, like, if Bethany walked into the room, I'd be like, damn, you look good. Like, friends supporting friends and, you know, being supportive when your friends look amazing and just letting them know that, I think is so important for, like, healthy friendship and just, like, to boost people's confidence. Mm-hmm. So he could totally be doing something like that.
Yeah. They both, without a doubt, are very supportive of each other, and they both really like complimenting each other. Mm-hmm. And Hobi, I think, gives and offers compliments, but I feel like it's so scarce. So the amount of compliments he has given Taeyang is just, like, so astonishing to me. I'm like, wow, he really supports Taeyang and what he does and where he's going. And, like, I think it goes the other way, too. Like, Taeyang really supports Hobi. I know Taeyang really supported Hope World and everything with that. So, like, it just, the friendship aspect of it, too, like, it's just, I think
solid.
It's so solid. And this is, like, I have no justification for this. Like, I didn't find a particular video or anything. This is just my opinion from watching them and interacting over the time in which I have been, like, following BTS, is that we know that Hobi's, like, a really good listener. And for me, just being a Taeyang stan, I feel like Taeyang can be kind of a, you know, and, like, Jin had said this, too, like, his personality is strong. He has a really strong personality. His charisma is very different, but, like, so there. Like, it's just
prevalent.
Bold. Very bold. And I think that Hobi has that, like, patience, and that he, like, has full-on just, like, embraced Taeyang for who he is. And Taeyang, I think, comes across few people who, like, can do that because he is just such a strong, bold personality and so out there. And Hobi is just, like, loves it. And Taeyang, I think, loves Hobi for that. And then, like, from there, I think their relationship just, like, has sparked and, like, has really taken off. That's so my personal opinion and take on V-Hope.
Well, I mean, going off of that, I feel like Hobi can be that. He's such an entertainer. Mm-hmm. And we talk about, like, when he's on stage, the way he controls a crowd is, like, no other. And so I think, like, his personality can be not out there in the same way that Taeyang's is, but he can be exuberant and loud and just so present. And I just think that it just fits with their chemistry. Like, they're able to be that way with each other. But what we noticed a lot through all of their different V lives that we watched, and different, like, Bangtan bombs and moments, was just, like, for me, when they're sitting there eating, having dinner, just talking, V live nighttime after a concert, it just seems so comfortable. And they both just seem like they're with that person that they want to, that they're ending the day with.
I feel like Taeyang knows what to say, or feels like he can just say things when he's around Hobi.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of times where Taeyang will say something and Jin will be like, what? What? That doesn't make any sense. Blah, 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 blah.
He censors himself.
Yeah, exactly. But when Taeyang is interacting with Hobi, I never feel like Taeyang is saying anything off the wall, because Hobi is, like, onto it. And, like, it's just, like, can react to it and, like, respond to it. And, like, the way that Taeyang, like, is trying to express himself, like, he gets it.
And he's into it. And he loves it because he loves Taeyang. Such a boyfriend.
Such a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Such a boyfriend.
Such a long tangent. But the last moment that we have for friendship is actually one of Kayla and I's all-time favorite, like, BTS
anything
V-Live videos.
Yes.
Really?
It's just like, yes! One of the best. I love that we're, like, ending on this, like, last
you guys
friendship.
Because this, our biases.
I was just going to say, our biases are in this video.
Oh my God. Yes. Wow, you both caught on to that. I was like, why is Kayla holding my hand and like bracing herself to say this? It is our biases.
Yes, that's yeah. Chen Line.
So this is Hope on the Street from April 13th, 2016. And this Hope on the Street has, of course, J-Hope and Jimin. And they are freestyle dancing and it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But then at one point in the video, like I guess Taeyang was supposed to show up or something. And they call him and they're like, where are you at? Like, you know, we're on V Live. Like, we're not going to be on here forever. Mm-hmm. You got 5 minutes to get here. And right when you get here, you're dancing. So you better haul your ass.
And of course, Taeyang is not giving a direct answer of like where he is or what he's doing or how long it's going to take him to get there. So I feel like Hobi and Jimin are just trying to fill this time. Uh-huh. Like, how logically, how long can we wait on this like live V Live for Taeyang to make an appearance?
Because they've talked about Taeyang now. Everyone watching is like wanting Taeyang to show up.
Yeah, but I feel like Jimin especially is like, when the fuck is he coming?
Yeah,
like
he's like, impatient.
Yeah, he's impatient. He's like sitting there like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is just the best.
This is the best part of the whole freaking thing. They're like, they're sitting up close to the camera. The camera's like on the floor in the dance studio. And Hobi and
the
Jimin.
The old dance studio.
The old dance studio. And Hobi and Jimin are sitting on both sides of the of this camera. So you can see them. And they're just kind of talking. And all of a sudden, the door just... the door freaking flies open.
Loud.
It hits the water jug that's like right next to it. Like one of those like water jugs, like dispenser things. I don't know, they have a name.
Yeah.
Anyways, he hits that. These styrofoam cups just like fly everywhere. He comes bursting in with this bike that is white and pink. Like, of course. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's just like such an entrance. Mm-hmm. And like, Hobi looks so happy. And so does Jimin. They both are like, he made it. Thank
look,
God.
It's my best friend. Oh, look, it's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so.
And Hobi's face, like, you have to look at Hobi's face. Like, he turned red.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, oh, he's here.
Yeah.
But as a Taeyang stan, I just have to say that this is one of my all-time favorite contents because Taeyang freestyle dances and like,
oh yeah,
God, he looks so fucking hot. After watching this video again yesterday, I was so like, sexy. I'm putting Jordan in this outfit. Like,
he was wearing like a denim jacket with like a black shirt and like denim jeans.
No, black jeans.
He was wearing black jeans.
Yeah, you're so sexy.
Black jeans.
And then he like. So he puts his bike off to the side and he like tries to collect himself. And of course, Jimin's being impatient, like, come on. Like,
they already put the music on before he's ready.
They're like, okay, let's go. Like, you have like 5 seconds to get into position and do this. And so Taeyang finally collects himself and he's like, you know, kind of feeling the beat a little bit. And then he like goes into his freestyle and whoa, he actually did a really good job with the freestyle dance. And mine, this is 2016. Mm-hmm. So, like, he isn't even the dancer he is today.
But the best part, okay.
We keep saying the best part. Everything it is keeps the getting best better. Part.
But.
So, the best part of this video is when Hobi said, Jimmy, move a little bit from the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that part? He was like, Jimmy, move a little bit, like, over to the side. So that Taeyang can be on the camera.
Oh,
focus,
that he could be there,
know?
Yeah.
Like, when Taeyang was dancing.
So that we could all see.
It's like, oh.
Everybody needs to see.
Yeah, out of the way, Jimin.
Yeah. I love when Taeyang, so he does his little freestyle for a second, and then he walks off quickly, comes back super quick with a white bucket hat, fucking Hobi vibes. Who always wears bucket hats all the time? Who does it?
Well, they all do it now.
Hobi! Shut up, Bethany. It's Hobi.
Yoongi, Jungkook.
Hobi.
But who I feel like iconic for who's going to wear it is Hobi. And Taeyang walks off, puts on a bucket hat. He's like, if I'm going to freestyle, I got to get into like Hobi mode. And he put on this bucket hat and then he just goes off. And it's so good. It's such a good dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Hobi... Yeah, Hobi held Taeyang's hand at the end.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Oh, so sweet. Yeah. All right. So, Grace, would you like to give your final remarks? Kayla and I can give ours, mm-hmm. and then we'd like you to share yours at the end. My final remarks, or my overall feelings of VHOPE, is that to me, there are so many moments for them that I think the justification for them potentially being romantically involved is there.
It's very strong.
Yeah. But I can for sure say with absolute confidence that these two are really close, especially today, BTS, they are, I think, best friends. I think they're really, really close to each other. I think Taeyang and Jungkook, when they were younger, used to be really, really close. But as they've gotten older, I definitely think that Jimin and Jungkook have gotten very close to each mm-hmm. other. And I think that Hobie and Taeyang, there has just been some connection between the two that they really just enjoy each other's company. Yeah. And I feel that them being extroverts, like them on stage, it's just like, like we said with Tuseok, like they're both chaotic and they're crazy and they'll say whatever. But the chemistry between Taeyang and Hoseok feels more natural. Mm-hmm. The goofiness that they portray with each other is like, it's lovely. Effortless. Mm-hmm. It's effortless.
And not chaotic.
Yeah, it's not
and
chaotic.
And they can't hide. They can't hide. Right. Yeah.
They can't hide. And truly, I don't think that they are trying to hide it.
Mm-mm. No.
So what I kind of want to say, what I've been thinking throughout all of the research and the different videos that we've watched, obviously when we watch videos, we're not just watching stuff that's current. We go back and we watch stuff from debut and mm-hmm. from War of Hormone era and everything else in between. So I kind of noticed that around like the War of Hormone era, anytime we'd see a video around there or even before then, a lot of the VHOPE interactions was a lot of teasing. Mm-hmm. And if we're looking at this through the lens of like romantic, it's a lot of like playful, flirtatious teasing. Like mm-hmm. they'll push each other and pinch each other and shove each other and then like whine at each other and mm-hmm. try to get each other's attention. And just totally, to me, it's like the young, budding, developing relationship that, like, the two parties might not even fully realize what they're doing or what's mm-hmm. happening, but, like, from the outside. And also, like, I mean, all of us have kind of gone through that in a relationship, like, mm-hmm. in the new beginning of this teasing kind of phase. And so that's what that really stuck out to me as. And I feel like, mm-hmm. as you said, Bethany, they've gotten closer over, like, the past 2 years mm-hmm. that we can really track that and see that. And so it kind of seems like maybe they started teasing and they kind of noticed like that the other person was teasing back mm-hmm. and they're kind of both into it and they just went from there and now they've grown into this at least very, very close friendship. But I totally see them romantically.
I definitely see them romantically. Like I think that Taeyang is a really diverse member in terms of like being able to have super kind of like touchy feely relationships with the members mm-hmm. because he's like, I think it's because the Maknae line tends to be a little bit touchier.
Just because Taeyang is so honest with his feelings. Yeah. But to me, with Taeyang based ships, it's always mm-hmm. how is the other person reciprocating?
Exactly. Yeah. And that is what has really sold me on VHOPE or VOPE.
It's Hobie's reactions.
His way of interacting with Taeyang. Mm-hmm.
So I never liked this ship things before, but VHOPE is different. They're so special. They're different. I mean, every moment mm-hmm. is so romantic to me. And like Taeyang and Hoseok are very close, and they're both loud and mm-hmm. goofy and energetic. So I think that's why they are going out together. They spend time together a lot because they are so similar to each other. Right. Right. So like I even looked up their personality, like J-Hope is ESFG and V is ENFP. Like mm-hmm. they have their tendency, like they share a lot of things together. So I was kind of, that's mm-hmm. pretty interesting, right? And then...
Wait, I just had to say, did you say Taeyang is ENFP?
Yeah, he is
that ENFP. That's exactly my...
Bitch.
Really? That's exactly my...
Soulmate.
Bias.
Yeah, so... So in, like, Soulmate, in early their album, Do you remember The Soulmate? So J-Hope said his idol type is a girl like Taehyung.
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
No, in a Soulmate track, they talk about this idol type. And J-Hope said, like, oh, my idol type is a girl like Taehyung. Wow. And, like, J-Hope wants to bite Taehyung.
Wow, like, based, like, Taehyung's personality, like, someone like him. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So, like, V-Hope is so special. They go out on dates. Like, they go out together. They ride the same car together. And they go out and take beautiful pictures together. And they post pictures on Twitter. And in, like, Bon Voyage, like, Taehyung said Hoseok is his love and his son. And, you know, they went out in Vegas, Paris, Amsterdam, London, like...
Anywhere they're going in the world, they're together.
Mm-hmm. They're together, and they always, like, tweet about it. They post pictures.
And, you know, if it weren't, like, two members of BTS that we're talking about right now, if you were just... picture any of your two friends and they were always riding in the car together, always going out to dinner, always going shopping together. Yeah. What would you say?
Wouldn't you speculate?
That they're going on dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. So, like, in any relationship, like boyfriend and girlfriend, or like husband and wife, or like any brother or sister, any relationship, we need to learn from, you know. I mean,
the relationship goals.
That's the kind of love. Yeah, that's the kind of love. Like kissing and hugging each other all the time, like being giggly and like touchy and, you know, say like, I love you all the time.
They have fun together.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I totally believe that it's beyond the fan service. And I totally believe that V-Hope is real. And I mean, they make me so happy all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm a J-Hope stan and I love Taehyung. And sometimes I love V-Hope more than Taehyung. That's how much I love
you
them.
You just love the pair. You love the pair. You love the relationship. Oh, yeah. You love how they interact with each other.
And they make you happy. Yeah. I think as we come to an end of this episode, just as a reminder to everybody, because we have gotten super into the romance side of this.
Yeah.
But ships are here for us to enjoy and talk about, mm-hmm. as we've been doing. And we've had so much fun talking about them today. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the end of the day, if it makes you happy to believe fully in a ship, even if it's not V-Hope, you guys, we're kind of on board.
Yeah.
But if it makes you happy to believe that they're together, then do it.
Yeah.
That's your opinion. And we're so happy.
And they proudly claim themselves as their ship.
Yeah.
You know, they've given themselves multiple names at this point. And they like talking about it when they're together, when they're talking with ARMY.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that gives us the approval.
To say it.
Yeah, the green light.
Green
to
light.
Be like, yeah, ship us.
So, Grace, I know that we're wrapping this up, but I also know yesterday you talked about you wanted to say something in Korean. You wanted to send out a message before we did. So if you want to do that, now would be the time to do it.
Okay. Okay, give me a moment.
Are you laughing?
Annyeong. Sorry. Annyeong, V-Hope. V-Hope, 진짜 너무너무 너무 좋아하고 너무너무 사랑하고 정말 둘이 너무 행복한 모습 보여줘서 고마워. Thank you.
Oh, it's so good. You have to translate that. For
yeah. No, I said it. I said, just they make me so happy. Like, I really love them and I really like them.
Aww.
Yeah, but I cannot say more than that because it's just a V-Hope series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I wish, yeah, they listen to this podcast so they can hear what I said.
Really. Maybe they will listen to it.
If you, so to everybody listening, Grace has told us multiple times she thinks that BTS, at least Namjoon, listens to the podcast
or has listened.
Totally. And she is also 100% convinced that like Big Hit knows about us and that they know about us, which is terrifying and also like exciting.
Yeah, I do think that Big Hit is aware, at least to some extent, because of just like the way that you can search BTS, and like even for a little bit, like Spotify before they changed the new format, like whenever you search BTS,
you're number one
up right after them. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy! Yeah. Like a few scrolls and you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're number one, like number one. BTS podcast.
Stop it. We gotta stop you there.
Yeah.
Like some PD. Yeah, Mr. Hitman Bang. He knows your name. He knows your faces.
Stop.
Totally. Like Namjoon totally knows you.
No. All
right. Well, Grace, we just have to thank you so much for being on this episode with us and for finding everything about V-Hope possible and for sharing your love of them with us.
Mm-hmm. We could not have done this episode without you. Without a doubt, we were like, for V-Hope, we have to have Grace. She knows everything already. She's so passionate about it. Why wouldn't we have her come on and be on the podcast for this episode? You have been such a great friend to us. You've been so helpful with translations for this podcast, for anything that is like Korean culture. We immediately go to you and you never hesitate to really offer us a lot of input and to really bring clarity for us as we try to be as professional and informative as we can be on this podcast.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Grace, for everything that you do. Thank you for coming on. We cannot thank you enough. This has been so fun to record.
Yeah, me too. I'm
glad you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thanks for having me again. This is such an honor. I mean, I'm not the number one V-Hope shipper out there. There's so many.
You're number one in our hearts, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, so if you need anything, like, just ask me. Just reach out to me. I need a translation, like, problem or any V-Hope contents, you can just ask me anytime. And I really, really love you guys, and thanks for doing all this podcast like every week. I know how hard it is, so I really, really respect you for doing
thank you so much. That means so much. We love you too, and everybody listening, go follow Grace on Twitter. J-Hope, V-Hope. And if you enjoyed this episode, and if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. Like we said at the top, you can write a review. That's super amazing, and we love reading them, and they mean so much to us. Mm-hmm. You can also reach out to us via email or social media. We love to hear your feedback. We love to hear what you think about what we talk about. So you can do that and find links for all of those in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.